In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The disciples were somewhat unsettled, perhaps even confused. For Jesus earlier had told them that he was going away, and they wouldn't be able to go with him. What were they going to do? How would they be able to function on their own? Then Jesus gave them some wonderful words, words of comfort, words of peace. I would read again from our text, verses 26 and 27. But when the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, when he comes, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. During this, the week of Pentecost, we rejoice. We rejoice in the gift of the Holy Spirit. And as we focus on these words of Jesus in John 14, where he speaks to us about the work of the Holy Spirit, here called the Paraclete, the Comforter, which means the one who gives us strength because he stands alongside of us, giving us that deep spiritual strength that we need. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus tells us that he will give us this deep spiritual strength by teaching us all things and by reminding us, by bringing to our remembrance everything that Jesus said. This is our prayer, if you recall, for Pentecost. Lord, you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us, by the same Spirit, to have a right understanding in all things. That's what happened in the lives of our Lord's disciples. The Holy Spirit made this small band of uneducated men, that sometimes we wonder what they were thinking about. The Holy Spirit made these men, the apostles, the sent ones, the ones who were sent to all the world with the message of the gospel. The Holy Spirit taught them all things and brought to their remembrance everything that Jesus said so that they could go out into the world and bring the good news to all people with clarity and conviction. Most certainly, we need the same Holy Spirit in our lives and also in our ministry as well. Because we by nature are sinful and unclean. We just confessed that before. And that means that by nature we are empty. We do not have the Word of God within us. We do not have a right understanding. We lack the truth. But in our baptism, the Holy Spirit enters our hearts. He lives within us. And he is teaching us all things. He brings to our remembrance everything that our Lord Jesus Christ said. I think of a pastor's study that is lined with all of these books on theology and worship and commentaries of all kinds. I think of a pastor who is experienced, who has accumulated all of this wonderful knowledge through education and experience. especially the knowledge of the Holy Scriptures. But in reality, it is the Holy Spirit that is our teacher, imparting this wonderful wisdom from above, because the Holy Spirit teaches us all things and brings to our remembrance everything that Jesus said. Because that's our Lord's promise in the gift of the Spirit. And Jesus goes on to talk about the gift of peace. He says, "Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you." And it's not as the world gives. It was a custom at that time for people to greet one another with a gift of peace. And Jesus is saying, I don't give you that kind of peace, because that peace is a wish or a longing for peace. But the peace I give you is the kind of peace that I actually bestow it when I say it. In other words, our Lord's peace is the peace that he bestows upon us. He actually gives it when he says it. It comes to us because of his redeeming work, through his life, his death, and resurrection. Jesus brings that peace into our world, into the hearts and lives of his people. As Paul says in Colossians, God reconciled all things to himself by making peace through the blood shed on the cross. And that means that the cross is the sign of peace. That peace is ours. Think of how often the word peace occurs in the hymnody of our church. I did a quick look at the Concordance of Lutheran Worship. There are three columns of references in the Concordance to the word peace. And just think in our liturgy how often the word peace occurs. Just two examples will serve us well. Having received the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we hear these words, "Depart in peace." And at the end of the service, having heard the word of God, having received the sacrament, the final words that are spoken are these: "May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace." So, having experienced the blessings of Pentecost, having rejoiced in the gift of the Holy Spirit, we can now also hear these words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who says, "Let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid." Just think of all the troublesome and fearful things that are out there. From the turmoil in this world, to the turmoil in our synod, to whatever you may be experiencing in your life today. Of course, we take these things seriously. Of course, we pray and work toward a God-pleasing solution. But our hearts are not troubled, and we are not afraid, because the Lord Jesus Christ himself is present. He is among us today. He comes to us in his word, and he comes in his sacrament. And his promise is this: "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, no matter what." And that promise is a promise for all of the ages, spoken first by the Lord in his word, and now a word that comes to you and to me today. That's his promise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.